Hello, everyone. Come on in to the Zoom call. I'm going to give everybody a minute to come on in and get settled. I hope everybody is well today. Hi, Heidi. Let's see. Happy New Decade to you, Denise. Coach MJ, the fabulous Coach MJ, is in the chat today. So she will be monitoring all things chat related for me. I don't know if you all saw her on Corinne's public Facebook Live this week about fear. Coach MJ is amazing. Wow, everybody. Hey, hi, everybody. Okay, so here's how we roll. Ooh, somebody can't wait for March. Who's that? Lisi. Yeah, I can't wait for March either. Y'all, I don't know if you've seen it, but Corinne and I are hosting a weekend event in March called Transforming Relationships. And basically what that means is if you don't like the relationship with yourself, or you want to work on a relationship you have with someone else, we are doing an intensive weekend on relationships in March. It's only for 50 people, so it's small group. We have mentors assigned. It's going to be amazing. Yes, Gail is coming too. It's going to be so good, y'all. I've been studying up on relationships. I'm really boning up on how to coach them. Corinne's going to be there. We're even going to podcast live Saturday night. So it's going to be super fun. So here's how a Zoom call works for all of you who are new. Okay. Across the bottom of your screen, you have three buttons. You have raise hand, Q&A, and chat. Now, most of you have found the chat. I see it scrolling by. I won't be watching the chat. That's MJ's job today. So if you have just a quick question, you know, about a link she can share or something like that, go ahead and throw that in the chat. MJ is there for you. Okay. Make sure, though, you are talking to all panelists and attendees. Okay. First thing we're going to do today is I'm going to go over my weekly planning process this week. Then I'll coach 3, 4, 5 people, depending on how our time looks. If you want to be coached, you can raise your hand. You click that button at the bottom of your screen that says raise hand. If you just have a question that you want me to answer, you can put that in the Q&A box. And if you know there's time at the end, I'll go back through that Q&A box, okay? Nobody can see you unless I bring you up on screen. So make sure if you have your hand raised that you really want to be called up, because if you're one of the lucky ones, I have called people up before who did not know their hand was raised. So just take that as a warning. Make sure if your hand's raised that you mean for it to be raised. And please make sure you have good lighting, good internet, quiet background, and you're not driving. I would hate for somebody to wreck their car because they had a revelation during their coaching or something, okay? Corinne always says no moving around because she gets pretty motion sick. I'm good with that. I prefer that you don't walk around. I want your, really, if you're going to be coached, I want your attention focused on your coaching, okay? So you guys can chat in the box. I talked about that in the Q&A, and I think that's everything. So let's start talking about my weekly planning. It's so funny that I drew this week, because my husband tomorrow is going to be doing his colonoscopy prep. So why is that interesting, right? Because Ken and I plan together, right? We will, usually on Saturday mornings, I'll pull out this sweet little pad that is in Corinne's Amazon store, I believe. I think MJ can probably put a link to it if you want it. But this has a magnet on the back. And my husband is very analytical. You've probably heard him referred to as Sheldy by Corinne from the Big Bang Theory. So we go ahead and write in, I look at what my evening call schedule is like, figure out when I need to have something quick and easy for leftovers. And we go ahead and we plan on this side of the page, we plan the dinners for the week. And then over here, well, breakfast is blank because it's always the same. It's either eggs and oatmeal I mean, eggs and bacon or oatmeal for me. And then we have lunch. And Ken this week picked baked ziti with Italian sausage, which is fine. I don't like that. I'll fix it for him. Cool. And I'm having this cheesy Mexican rice skillet HelloFresh thing and broccoli. Okay. So I will go ahead today and prep our lunches and put them in individual containers in the refrigerator. I got in that habit when I was working for the state. All I would have to do is go and pull, you know, a container out of the fridge, stick it in my bag, and go to work. So I just kept on doing that. Just because I work from home now doesn't mean I want to spend a lot of time fixing lunch. So I decide ahead of time what my lunches are going to be. Now, here's the fun thing. I'm okay through the week with putting once or twice ziti or Mexican skillet. Okay? And that's because I'm okay with giving myself an option now and then. So I might plan through the week to swap a lunch with Ken. Now, colonoscopy prep. Thank goodness it's him and not me. But I actually had to plan around that a little bit because I don't want to be cooking with a lot of smells in the house and stuff while he's prepping for his colonoscopy. So I actually wrote that in as an event to plan around so that I could have something either already ready or something, you know, fix something on the stove, like maybe eggs or something like that, that doesn't have a big smell to it, just because I'm nice to him. So it's interesting when you do that. The other thing I did, because of his colonoscopy prep, you know, on Tuesday, he's going to be super hungry. So we have Tuesday lunch planned out and Tuesday dinner, whatever he wants, because if, you know, I just think it's nice. So he picked hot chicken salad. The reason I'm telling you this is because sometimes Ken will pick things like going to Burger Republic, and I'll modify them so that I stay on my plan, so that I don't overeat, so that I don't eat, you know, things that are not on my normal, you know, food plan that I've created for myself. So this hot chicken salad, we'll go down to the hot chicken place down the corner and we'll get some hot chicken tenders. We'll get four. I'll give him like 2.5 or 3 of them. I'll have one and I'll have a whole ton of veggies and he'll have just a few. So as you're planning your weeks, I tell you this to say, as you're planning your weeks, allow your husbands and your kids and your spouses and your partners and the people that you love and that you plan with to be a part of the planning. And when they suggest a meal, put your brain to work on how you'll make that meal work for you. So when it comes to spaghetti, which I have planned on Wednesday, Ken's is going to have Italian sausage and a little bit of onion. Mine is going to have squash, mushrooms, onions, and a little ground beef. And it's just as easy to fix it that way in two pans as it is to just fix one. So as you go through, no BS, and as you think about your planning, think about how you can modify what your family suggests in a way that makes you feel good. Okay? So I take this. This goes on the refrigerator because Ken always wants to know what is what's for dinner that week. So I take that and I write it into my planner. Right? Here's the weekly plan page. And I have eggs and bacon or oatmeal all the way down breakfast. Then this says HelloFresh Mexican rice. And that says Brothers Burger on Tuesday because we'll be going there all the way down. And then dinners are, I'm going to fix myself a little bit of spaghetti Monday night or eggs. I haven't decided which. And then hot chicken salad, more spaghetti, flatbreads. And then Friday night is out to +2 because Friday night is our date night. If I need a snack, I'll evaluate each night. If I decide to have a snack planned for the next day, this week it's going to be peanuts. And I even put a little movement schedule in here. So I have yoga, walk, 21-day fix, walk, 21-day fix, or yoga, walk, and 21-day fix. Then I have my level ups down here. I'm going for 80 ounces of water, exercise, or movement daily. I have a goal of 2 pounds this week. Maybe lofty, but it's okay. I'm just going to do my best, right? I'd love to see 2 pounds, but if I don't, that's fine too. Special occasions are date night on Friday, and I have a friend coming in on Saturday, and I'll spend the day with her. Then self-care this week is church and movement, and the thought I'm going to practice this week is I can also take care of me. So that's how I plan. I start with this for the refrigerator, this what we eat pad, and then I put it all in my planner, my things in my planner, so that I have a record of what I'm doing. So in a few weeks or in a month or two, when I pull out this planner, I'm going to know that on this particular week, this is how I planned. So it's just writing it down and memorializing it and documenting it. All right. Any questions about that? Any questions? I'm going to stick my head in the Q&A real quick and see if there's any planning questions in here. Okay. Mary says, do you buy a new planner every year? The planner that I showed you, the blue and white one, is the PMP planner. It is a 60-day planner. So yes, I get a new one every 60 days. I love, y'all, this is what this binding looks like. I love the spiral. It lays flat. It's super easy to use. I mean, I use it all the time. Suggestions on how to get your significant other to open up about what they want for dinner. I don't know a lot. Maybe they just don't care. You know, what I did with Ken was I said, here's your opportunity to have input. If you don't want input, that's fine. I'll make it up. But this is what we're fixing. And I also told Ken, if you know my story, I told him, and I still subscribe to this early on, if you don't like what I've fixed for dinner and you want to fix something else or go to Taco Bell, you're not going to hurt my feelings. You just take care of you. And I meant that, and he did it, and it was okay. Let's see. Do you food prep? Yes, I food prep my lunches. I will also, if I have a late call, say office hours on Wednesday night, I will also either plan something super easy to fix on Wednesday after the call, or sometimes what I'll do is I'll fix extra of something enough to have leftovers on Wednesday night. So in a sense, sometimes I also food prep dinners just because it's easy for me. It's not because it's a chore. It's not because it's something I have to do. It's something I am planning ahead and thinking about. How am I going to feel on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock after coaching for 2 hours? I'm going to feel tired. Am I going to really want to go downstairs and fix a gourmet meal? Oh no, I'm going to want to heat something up and eat because I'm going to be tired and I'm going to be hungry. So I think ahead of time, what have I got going on in the evening? And what do I need to plan around? And what can I have that's easy for me? Either something to fix or something that's ready in the refrigerator to heat up. What foods are allowed or can you eat anything? Liesl, you can eat anything to your plus two. I want you to, let's see, phase one of No BS talks about diet rules. So if you have not gotten there yet, I want you to work your way in that direction. There are no good and bad foods. There are foods that feel really good when you eat them, and there are foods that don't agree with you. Okay? So as I have gone through, I don't know, what am I in, 6 years now of weight loss and maintenance, I have really, using my journal, I have really figured out what foods feel good to me when I eat them and what foods don't. So that's how you create a food plan. You start with all the things. You plan whatever you think you're going to eat. That's the realistic plan. Then you go back and you assess, how do I feel today? You know, how were my bathroom habits? How did I sleep well? Did I have heartburn? Are my joints achy? You know, you just evaluate that way. Then you pinpoint what foods felt good, energized you, and what foods didn't. And that's how you develop, you know, what foods you're going to plan each week. Do you change up your schedule? I struggle to plan for the whole week. I like to go day by day, but I can see the benefit of the whole week. Tricia, that's a great question. And I didn't mention that when I was showing you all my planner. What I will do is I know I have all these dinners planned, but if something happens, I might switch the Wednesday dinner to Thursday and the Thursday to Wednesday, and I'm fine with that. But I want you to see these blank spaces down here. You see this? This is the weekend. I don't plan my weekend the weekend before. I plan it on Thursday because I'm closer to knowing what events I'll have, what the schedule looks like, what's going on, who's called me up and said, hey, you know, you want to go out? So I'll plan Sunday through Thursday, and then on Thursday, I'll plan Friday and Saturday. But as far as changing up the schedule, you know, this is the weekly plan for me is what I buy my groceries based on. And then I do a daily plan each evening. Coach MJ can verify. She sees them in Slack. MJ, Mary Jo and Betsy and I and Sadie trade daily plans, 24-hour plans. So I might go exactly how the weekly plan is, or I might pull, you know, Wednesday's dinner into Tuesday or something like that. See if there's any other planning questions. Amy Jo says, I'm still trying to understand the difference between the weekly plan and the daily plan. Can you show us how yours looks? So I just kind of went over that a little bit, right? The weekly plan is how I plan my week based on my groceries and put the groceries in the house. And then the daily plan usually comes exactly from the weekly plan each day. So that's the 24-hour plan. See, look. I'll show you. I don't have that one here. So the weekly plan starts with Monday. And so what I'll do, I don't have Monday's 24-hour plan written yet. What I'll do is I'll write on Monday, for Monday's 24-hour plan, I'll have eggs and bacon or oatmeal. I'll have my Mexican rice skillet, something or other for lunch. And I'll put dinner as spaghetti. Okay. Then Tuesday I'll do the same thing. And I might go to Tuesday and go, you know, hot chicken salad. I think they're closed today or something like that. So I'll pick one of the other dinners. So this is kind of like the stuff to pick from. And I'm usually, guys, I'm pretty analytical. So I usually go pretty strictly according to plan, but you don't have to. You can swap things around if you need to move them around, Sometimes I move lunch to dinner and dinner to lunch too. From the weekly plan when I put it in my 24-hour plan. I hope that's not too confusing. Making a weekly plan, swap dinners throughout the week, even if meals aren't on your daily plan, is that staying on plan? Not really, Danny. If you have to do that, just like your reasons, okay? But it's not, if you write your 24-hour plan, I'm going to suggest that you do your best to follow it. Or listen really closely to why you want to go off plan, why you want to change up the plan. Using the 24-hour planning page, should we still do recovery sheets? Yes, if you go off plan or if you overeat, you do the discovery worksheet. What do you do if your significant other won't eat leftovers? Really, the challenge is my 3-year-old who wants mac and cheese every day. Anonymous, you got to work that out. This 3-year-old, we have our podcast coming out this coming Friday. Friday the 10th is on how to talk to your kids about food and about eating. So that's what I'm going to refer you to. Do you eat at a certain time? I'm having problems with not being hungry at lunchtime or dinner with hubby. What to do? I do not eat at a certain time. I eat when I'm hungry. Now, if you are not hungry at lunch, back the truck up to breakfast. Are you overeating breakfast? Can you lighten breakfast up so that you are hungry at lunch? Can play around that with that a little bit. Do you count drinks that are sugar-free in your plan? Like Crystal Light and stuff? Yes, I do. Also, what about coffee? I do added reduced sugar almond milk, but just sugar-free everything else. Coffee, you can count towards your water up to 16 ounces, according to Corinne. And if you do add them to your 24-hour plan, but don't and drink one, is that off plan? Okay, Shannon, I don't put like my water on my 24-hour plan. Now, you could if you wanted to include that to make sure, to remind yourself to have it. I just make sure I get in at least 64 ounces a day. Okay. And I do allow myself to have Crystal Light, sugar-free, like flavors and things like that. What about sugar-free gum? That's fine. I'm not a gum chewer because whenever I chew gum, my stomach thinks it's fixing to get some food because I'm chewing. My salivary glands are working and all that kind of stuff. So chewing gum actually makes me hungry. My stomach starts churning up its hunger juices. So sugar-free gum, any kind of gum, doesn't really help me stave off hunger or stay out of the food. It just feels like it makes me hungrier. So I'm not a gum chewer. Is there any disadvantage to planning twice a week instead of one? I don't know of one. That's what I do. It works for me. Some people can plan the whole week, and that's fine. I don't. It works better for me to plan the weekend when I'm closer to the weekend and know what's going on. There's a hunger scale question. Oh, do you plan an adult beverage just like any other thing? Good question. Yes, absolutely. Always. Put it on the 24-hour plan. Okay. One drink, one beer, one glass of wine, two, four, whatever your number is, goes on your 24-hour plan. Good question. I don't drink often, but for example, we even have special even Wednesday this week, and I'd like to have one beverage. I know that day is special event, so I can plan it. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Is it okay to swap lunch for supper if plans for the day change? Yes, I do that now and then. How do you lose the mental BS about planning it once and writing it down twice? Why is that mental BS? I'm just documenting in all the places I need it. Put it on the refrigerator for my husband and my planner for me. I tell my brain it's not a big deal, but my brain is still throwing a fit. I'm finally getting in the groove of always doing my 24-hour plan. Well, that's good. That's good. But why is it meant? I would look at why it's mental BS to plan it once and just put it in all the places you need it. I mean, you don't have to do this. I was just showing you my process. You can put everything in your planner and call it done. My husband just likes to know what's coming up for dinner. And this prevents him from asking me, what's for dinner tonight? All he has to do is go to the refrigerator and look. Just works for me. Find a thing that works for you. If writing it down once works for you, then you don't have to do my system. I'm just showing you my system because it works for me. How do you handle work lunches being at a certain time? Our clinic break is 30 minutes, 30-minute lunch between 12 and 1, but sometimes I'm not at -2 yet. What's the best workaround? You could try one of two things, Lynn. You can lighten up breakfast so that you're hungry at your time period, or there's a podcast on shift workers. I don't know the number. I don't know if Missy's around or not, but she would know the number. There's it's teachers, doctors, something. It's this fall it released, and it gives you some tips about this. If you are not at -2 yet, you can always just eat a little bit to get you to +2, and that'll carry you into the next break period. Is there a podcast on talking to kids, the losing 100 pounds, or one of the tribe ones? Susan's coming out this coming Friday, the 10th, about talking to kids. Okay, I've answered that one. When do I fill out the bottom of the 24-hour planner where the questions are? I do that when I do my assessment. So let's look at yesterday's
Okay. So I checked off what I ate. This is the plan. I checked off what I ate. And then when I did my assessment for the day, I came down here and I answered the questions. So did I follow my 24-hour plan? Yes. I checked off all my things. What will I do tomorrow to make weight loss easy? Stop at plus two. A PMP coach looking at my food today would remind me there aren't a lot of vegetables in my day. I looked back up and I was like, no, not a lot of vegetables. Something I did right today, no snack. What patterns in my eating am I noticing today? Back to the vegetables. There weren't a lot of vegetables that day. And on a scale of 1 to 10, my commitment to weight loss is a 10. I want to know why you would ever have anything other than a 10 in that box. So I always put a 10 there. All right. Let's see if there's any other planning questions, and then we'll get to... All right, I'm going to leave the rest of these to after the coaching. Let's get to coaching. I'm going to turn off the chat. Okay. Christine, you're first. Then I have Amy Jo and Kim